here at the 2019 Solero FinTech Conference in this beautiful place called Montreal. And in the studio lounge, we have Elizabeth Lott.
Yes, sir.
With an umlaut over the A, we have to emphasize. And you're with Exigen,
yes.
Right? So tell us about Exigen. What are you guys all about?
No, well, thank you. It's exciting to be here, and I really appreciate Solero actually inviting us as part of the FinTech Innovator Awards this
year. Saw you on stage
earlier.
You did a great job.
Looking forward to how it pans out.
Tomorrow.
And not only that, we also had the opportunity, in order to listen to one of the largest credit unions in North America, Desjardins, in one of the breakout sessions, talk about how they're using behavioral technology and the results that they've received from that. Behavioral technology is really looking at the fact that today, how do you differentiate yourself in the digital channel? So many credit unions are based on relationships with their members. I had a great opportunity last night in the cocktail to ask, I think there were four or five different credit unions from one of the provinces, and I said, what makes you different?
Mm-hmm.
They said, it's our people, it's how we do things, it's our relationships. Mm-hmm. And I said, how do you do that in digital? How do you create that same kind of resonance?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I want to feel connected. I want to be emotionally related to. And doing that within digital, what we have found is we combine behavioral psychology with AI and machine learning in order to be able to build almost a behavioral profile of you and all of your digital interactions, which today we do an awful lot in banking. Roughly, Desjardins was talking about over 400 interactions per month by individual.
Goodness.
And so there's a lot of information that you tell me about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you learn over time the most important element in a relationship, which is timing. That ability to understand and be empathetic about, is this the right time? Is this the right place? Is this the right place in your customer journey? And one of the things that I had shown was, we do a lot of planning as financial institutions on customer journeys and build our product roadmap and our go-to-market strategy. But a customer's journey often looks like this over a period of time. And so using our behavioral patterns and pattern recognitions, a journey that might take somebody one day to do might take another person a year. And so how do you gauge all of those interactions to take them through that journey over time? By using behavioral banking and applying it in terms of on our platform and interactions that you're having in digital, we've seen conversion rates go up beyond 20%. And that was what was exciting, and that was shown this morning from one of our clients.
Yeah.
So in one particular one where we were really, building interactions are built over time. So the element of if you were about to be hit with a fee, that element to come back and talk, say, you know what, you normally do at least another three transactions in the month and you're just about at the end of your plan. And so that kind of element of building trust and confidence, I was like, ooh, you just saved me from a near-death experience, right? Because a fee is like a near-death experience.
Is.
And that builds that positive reverberation. We found that when we intervened, or the bank intervened in moments like that, it created this positive resonance moving forward that I was inclined to want to say yes to what you were going to talk to me about next. And that's really what I call using behavioral theory. And so our team consists of behavioral psychologists, behavioral analysts, economic theorists, as well as a whole team of machine learning and AI development resources, which has allowed us to build massive models of behavioral personality.
So is this the next step in banking? Because I've just did an interview a couple weeks ago on behavioral biometrics, and now we're talking behavioral banking, where you're dealing with obviously the data and then the AI and the machine learning, all that type of stuff.
Is
this the next step, or has it always been there?
I'd say it's the next, it's always been there from a human component, right?
Sure.
I'm adjusting to this conversation, how you're talking to me, how we're making contact. If I look, I think a great reinforcement about the direction that we're heading is, if you've seen on Netflix lately, if I log on in order to look at a particular movie, it's presented to me differently than it is presented to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they've taken basically my past behaviors and
You talked about that in your presentation,
I remember. If I, even if they didn't know me, they would start saying, she kind of classifies as being somebody who probably likes romantic movies.
Sure.
So I'm going to take, this particular movie and give a scene that's more romantically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
If she responds to that, great, then I've started to build the behavioral profile.
Okay.
I actually need the data of one in order to start to build that.
Right.
You can build that over time. If I have a lot of data, I can build that relationship a lot faster. kind of, I think, what I was talking about, the difference between a conversation I'm having with someone at a bus stop versus the conversation with my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
We both know we need to put money in a TFSA, but those conversations look very different.
Right, right. So was Amazon one of the forerunners of this? Because they started the whole thing, hey, if you buy this, you're more likely to buy this. How about these suggestions? Is it something along those lines?
I think that comes to a recommendation engine. And I think we've seen a lot of evolution in a recommendation engine, and I think a lot of financial institutions have built really great next best product offer.
Right.
But that ability to take what I call the last mile. I know it's the best product for you, but in order to cut across all the cognitive dissonance, I talked about, you know, the 30,000 decisions we make in a day, the less than 6 second attention span, is how do I convince you in all of that it's the right offer for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we looked in terms of working with a client on upgrading their MasterCards. So they wanted to sell more MasterCards. And so what do I look for? Well, okay, anyone who shops at Costco and uses a debit card. One little transaction saying, did you know you can use any MasterCard? You don't need the Costco card?
Right.
And based on the transactions that you've done, here's how much money you could have put aside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was it. It became relevant. It became relevant because I saw that they had made that.
The way you position it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
So it's about, you know, starting to build a conversation over time.
I find this so fascinating how far we can go with this information that we can just, I mean, we can drill down to the single person, even in a single transaction. Of basically how they behave and how they bank. It's
well, I think, really, you know, that's amazing. Heading towards our expectations.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, to your theory on not theory, your statement about Amazon, I think Amazon has a great recommendation engine. But just because I went to go look at a Minolta camera, and then it keeps coming back to me with that Minolta camera, as opposed to coming back to me, where I think the next step that we're going to see is, you know, here's this photographer that just won the National Geographic Award, you know, because out in the bush he filmed this line and he was using that Minolta camera.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
next
level of creating much more relevance for me about, you know, as a saying, hey, you left this in your basket.
Right.
Like, we have a long way to go, and I think that's, you know, what was very interesting regarding a client that was speaking that said, you know, even with all of the background and knowledge and, you know, looking at what's in marketing stacks today from a technology side, we really have a unique technology that is raising the bar at a next level.
Completely.
It was great to hear a lot of the organizations say, I want that.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, and speaking of that, I want that.
Yes.
What does that say to credit unions? Because it sounds like it's going to really enhance their value, their cool factor, all sorts of stuff. There's so many ways they could use this.
Yeah, and I think it creates a very individualized brand and unique personality for every credit union, because the tonality, the expressions, everything that happens can be customized down to what you look like.
Right.
And so, you know, doing that in digital makes you highly differentiated. I think the element that was also mentioned in the presentation this morning was, you know, that there's digital adoption and that ability to get somebody, whether I'm using, you know, you've made investments in your digital infrastructure and getting somebody to engage with that. You know, there was a reference made in that last presentation that talked about, you know, the ability, whether it was password recovery. When the assistant, which was their digital banker, was presenting it, you know, almost 90% of what was adopted, which is, you know, not a particularly sexy feature, but it was really important in terms of reducing calls to the call center, which was creating an overhead to the organization.
Right.
But just getting people to engage, like, you know, whether I've adopted remote deposit capture, if I still see somebody going into a branch, they're a perfect candidate to be having that conversation with, which is, we really like you, but wouldn't you prefer to spend 15 minutes, you know, talking about, you know, future finances as opposed to waiting the line to deposit that check?
Right.
Let me show you how we can do this so much quicker.
Yeah, and doesn't this lead into your credit union knowing the member better? So if I'm looking at it from me being a member of my credit union, if they know me better and they know my behaviors and stuff, that makes me value them more, that makes me trust them more, therefore I do more business with them.
Yeah, and I think there's an interesting comment that you make about knowing me better. And you know, we have access to a lot of deep data, but just because you know about everything about me doesn't mean I like you, right? Like, likability is really important in moving a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. You don't be creepy about it, for sure.
So, you know, this is where, you know, we use thick data, thin data, various different kinds of data, but it can be just a starting point. It's that starting point of hello, right?
Yeah.
You know, we have that opportunity, somebody walks into a branch and you get the hello, you get the how are you?
That's
you know,
nice.
I show up on digital and I'm like, you know,
everybody's,
which is why
hello.
So much of us are, you know, we're disengaged, we're disenfranchised, you know, so we've all next, right?
It's, yeah, you might get a chat bot or something like that, but nobody giving you a big hug.
So,
and say, hey,
it's just, it's the little subtleties of creating what I consider to be that initial engagement level. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm engaged, then I want to move forward
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think, you know, credit unions need to build a moat around themselves. There's a lot of technology out there.
Oh my gosh, and it's overwhelming how much technology is out there. Yeah. I mean, how they disseminate what's good and what's not good is just mind-boggling. So very cool. Anything else to add? I could talk to you all day about this, Elizabeth, for sure, but I know you got better things to do. So anything else to add here, or where can we find out more about Exigens? And
well, certainly, we're here at the conference, so yep. if any of this is going on, yep. You can find us on our website, exigens.com, okay. and we're happy to talk to you personally. About what the technology is and how we can make it work for your financial institution.
Right on. I find this super, super exciting and fascinating at the same time. So thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you. It was
well
a real
done.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you.